Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Rosanna Berardi of Berardi Immigration Law is with us live on WBEN this morning. It's been a hectic first couple of days for President Trump in office. He has signed several immigration-related executive orders. But Rosanna, what has changed since he was sworn in on that front?
Well, good morning. The real question is, what hasn't changed? We were expecting a lot of movement here, but wow, just watching him sign all the executive orders pertaining to immigration was a bit mind-numbing. First off, the big one, the termination of birthright citizenship. The 14th Amendment basically says if you're born in the United States, you're a U.S. citizen. There's an executive order that he signed on Monday night saying, contrary, you are not a U.S. citizen if you were born to someone in unlawful status. As it stands today, 22 states have challenged that. We expect that one to go away. It's really dangerous and really complicated to try and change a constitutional amendment. The other big one is the refugee, number of refugees in the refugee program. Refugees are not what people think. They're individuals that are abroad. It's not safe for them to stay in their home countries. The UN High Commission determines that, helps them get to the United States. That program has been suspended. Very concerning on that front, as these are individuals that are really, really vetted at a high level and brought to the United States. So we've seen some really aggressive things, but I just keep telling our clients, the president doesn't make the law. And this is why we have three levels of government. We expect the judiciary to get involved, and I will go to my grave saying, where is Congress on all of this stuff?
Yeah, that is, I guess, the confusing part in this, right, is that all these executive orders get signed, but what actually sticks? I guess my next question would be, which executive order is going to cause the most chaos? And I guess what I mean by chaos is, which executive order is likely to be able to be acted upon really quickly and will also face the most challenges from everybody outside who disagrees with it?
Yeah, so the one that was implemented immediately was the CBP One app, and that was for migrants coming across the border claiming political asylum. They're able to go on an app and register for a future hearing with the Immigration Service, and that was shut down immediately, and that does not just impact go forward dates, but also dates in the past. So people that had, booked an appointment for their asylum application 3 or 6 months ago, those were immediately canceled. So big impact on a lot of people. And we'll see. I mean, all of these things are going to be challenged. We might, see dribs and drabs of them being implemented, but don't forget, some of these were well talked about, and groups like the ACLU, they were all over this and filed, example, the claim to the birthright citizenship. They filed a lawsuit yesterday saying no way. So the groups are on it. We'll see day to day. Take a deep breath. The president doesn't make the law is my party line, and we'll just have to see how some of these things shake out.
You know, with these legal challenges, I mean, realistically, how long could it take these things to play out and get resolved?
Well, it depends. Now, we saw something really unusual with how quickly the TikTok issue went to the Supreme Court. That's not normal in the judicial world. What happens is usually a bunch of lower courts see these types of hearings and these claims, and then they get bundled up, or there'll be one that will ultimately go to the Supreme Court to be, definitely reviewed by the high court. So you know, it could take 6 months, it could take a year. It really just depends. But what will probably happen is there'll be an injunction on some of these, and an injunction is a stay by the court saying, nope, we're not putting this one in order until someone else looks at this. So we're watching this closely, really confusing. So many of them came out. My head is spinning, and our phones are ringing off the wall. People are afraid. And I think that was part of it, right? That part of it was, you know, we're taking a position on immigration as a country, and we want to scare people. And there's a lot of rhetoric flying around, and we'll see actually, you know, how this all shakes out at the end of the day.
You know, it's interesting to say, you say it's part of it is kind of creating confusion, doing a lot at once, and making a lot of noise around the issue, which can in and of itself make a difference, right? Because even before former President Biden took office, there was so much talk about immigration policy and what was going to be different. Mm-hmm. And just that idea that you'd be more welcome and able to cross the southern border created or started this influx in the first place without really any executive order or before any law was enacted.
Absolutely. And this is, you know, don't forget, this isn't one individual, President Trump, doing this on his own, right? He's got a ton of people advising him and counseling him based on, you know, public opinion, what's going on, what do voters want. So don't forget that a lot of this does, even just the language, has a chilling effect on people coming across the border. I mean, when you see a president on TV, you know, changing the immigration law with a swoop of a pen, and you're abroad, that's going to have a chilling effect on people saying, well, I'm just going to try and see what happens. And I think that is done by design. I think it is going to work. I think we're going to see lower numbers at the border just because, like, the word on the street is you're not welcome. And we've seen this time and time again with various administrations coming in and out. It's kind of a rumor mill, if you will. And, you know, I don't think we're going to see the influx of people coming across the border that we did in the last 4 years simply because of the hard position taken right away. And I think that, like I said before, was done absolutely by design.
What are calls to your office like just this week? I mean, what are the biggest concerns?
So people are really worried about friends and family traveling to the U.S. People are really worried about getting a knock on the door and getting deported, which is not going to happen in the United States unless you have a final order of deportation that you did not comply with. And then people are calling saying, I have an application in front of the government. Is it going to take longer? Are they going to deny it? It's definitely going to take longer. In my world, one of the banes of our existence is government processing times. And with the Trump administration coming in and saying, okay, government workers, go away, things are definitely going to take longer. And we have no control over that. So we're just telling our clients, eye on the ball. We've got things filed properly. It's not if, it's really when they'll be approved. And, you know, there was a huge shout out to the immigrant community to enter the United States before January 20th, because we didn't want anybody getting stuck abroad, which happened, you know, during the first Trump administration. So people are just calling afraid. We're doing a webinar today that kind of dispels some of the myths and you know, actual realities of all of this and what it means. But we're really just trying to get in front of it and educate our clients as to what's going on.
Rosanna, thank you for the time. I'm sure we'll be talking a lot more in the next few weeks. Rosanna Berardi of Berardi Immigration Law joining us.